this is one of the most important positions in Washington. It's somewhat obscure, but it is closely watched because of the fact that the person who does this job is in charge of producing what they call the National Intelligence Estimates. Now, these are the key intelligence findings for the president and for the Director of National Intelligence about some very, very important things. You'll recall a couple of key national intelligence estimates in the past dealt with Iraq's weapons of mass destruction, in which the estimate said that Iraq had them. That was back in 2002. And there was one in 2007 which said that Iran had stopped manufacturing, or had halted its nuclear weapons program, which was thrown into some real question at the time. So when these things go wrong or somehow go awry, it makes big news, and it's very important. You've got to get these intelligence estimates right. So this position that Chas Freeman was going to fill was head of the National Intelligence Council, which was is responsible for producing those documents.
And then yesterday he pulled his name out pretty suddenly, unexpected by a lot of people.
That's right. I mean, just a few hours before that, Dennis Blair, the Director of National Intelligence, was defending Chas Freeman to the Senate Armed Services Committee, really vehemently defending him and saying, look, you know, you've got to give this guy a chance, essentially. And then a few hours later, Chas Freeman pulls out. It had really reached critical mass, though, Chris, because Mr. Freeman had come under a lot of scrutiny from members of the House and Senate, who had written letters to the president, letters to Dennis Blair, saying that they had real problems with this guy. There were a couple of factors involved here. Number one, he was a former ambassador to Saudi Arabia. That doesn't disqualify him, of course, but you know, that led to him being named the head of a Washington think tank, or a nonprofit group, essentially, is what it was, that got fairly significant funding from the Saudi government. And he was seen as maybe a little overly sympathetic to the Saudi Arabian regime. He had also made some statements against Israel that some found somewhat discomforting, not because of his own views and because he would be a member of the government, but just for someone who had been in that position in U.S. intelligence, some found his statements about Israel a little off-putting. Namely, in a speech in 2007, he talked about Israel's, quote, brutal oppression of the Palestinians that showed no signs of ending. He really seemed to sway against the Israeli government and has made several statements against the Israeli government in recent years. So that kind of made people feel a little uncomfortable that someone like this would occupy that position. And the third a third aspect of this appointment that got people a little upset was he had been a former diplomat in China and had pretty strong connections to the Chinese government. He was a member of the board of the Chinese National Offshore Oil Company, which has direct ties to the Chinese communist regime. This company had done business with Iran, some say, to go against some of the U.N. sanctions. And so that kind of put some people off. Basically, the notion that he had benefited from both the Saudi regime and from the Chinese regime, he had benefited financially at some point. It all seemed to kind of cave in his appointment to this position. And basically, by yesterday afternoon, it had become too much. There were too many letters from congressmen to the president, too many letters to Dennis Blair, and I think he himself, Mr. Freeman, found that it was he just couldn't have done an effective job chairing that council with all those questions around it.
As you said, this is a very important position, but not often. I mean, this isn't somebody who does the rounds on the Sunday talk shows. This is a sort of in the weeds job. And it was almost the thing that struck me yesterday was they knew where he worked. Did the administration take this as a surprise?
You know, it seemed that they had. Now, the White House, every time they were asked about this, essentially punted. They never really answered any questions about Chas Freeman. You get a real sense that they were caught off guard. Freeman is a friend of Dennis Blair's. Blair was the one who appointed him. Then Blair really fielded the lion's share of the questions and the concern about Mr. Freeman, and Blair defended him. I mean, to the end, he really defended him and didn't necessarily want to accept his offer to pull his name from consideration, but did so in the end. I believe it took Blair and the administration by surprise. Yes, I think they were surprised by a lot of the criticism that this man received. Although, you know, the thing is, Chris, a lot of this was knowable. It's not like, you know, if you do your vetting, he had made a lot of these statements in public. Some of them were in emails that were intercepted, but a lot of his statements were made in public. His dealings with the Chinese and the Saudis were public knowledge, or at least available.
One would assume it was in his bio, for goodness sakes.
Well, the ambassadorships certainly were in his bio. The fact that his think tank got money from the Saudis wasn't necessarily in his bio.
Right.
It could have been found out very easily. Same thing with his dealings with the Chinese National Offshore Oil Company. That could have been found out very easily. All of this was obtainable information. You get the feeling this was yet another instance where an appointment in this administration has gone awry because maybe someone didn't quite do the research that they needed to on an appointee.
Is there any sense as to how much this puts the administration back on intelligence issues, which are, you know, so important, particularly right now?
It does set them back, clearly. I mean, it took a little while to get Leon Panetta in place. He's in place now, and by all accounts, doing a pretty good job. Dennis Blair has a lot of respect on Capitol Hill as well. This position at the National Intelligence Council, as we've just been talking about, is very crucial. You know, these NIEs, if they're done poorly, can be disastrous. They have to be done well. Because of the problems with the past NIEs, it's believed now that the person who's in charge of putting them out has to be totally objective. That's where this man, Chaz Freeman, ran into some real trouble. And yes, it does set them back. That doesn't mean they can't move forward, and they will. But they have to be careful about the person they pick. They have to vet him or her very, very closely and make sure that the person is coming at it with a fairly objective mind. You know, Dennis Blair defended Chaz Freeman for his strong views and saying, you know, even if we don't agree with his opinions, we respect his strong views. And Freeman's defender said, look, his strong opinions, you know, we don't always agree with them, but they were not going to cloud his judgment in putting out these NIEs. And that may very well be true, but I think the perception of him got to be such that it just wasn't a sustainable appointment after a while.